Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. If you want to get yourselves involved with the show today and you want to call in for a reading or call in with a question, then you're more than welcome to. The numbers you need to dial, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, it's 001, then 760-283-4611. Or if you want to come on for free of charge, then just come on to the show page of Mike Spirit FM. So you need to go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And there you will find the show page and you will find the Skype icon button. You're more than welcome to come and join us. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got two guests to start off the new year. So let me start by saying Happy New Year to all listeners and a Happy New Year to my two guests, which is Paul and Steve. Hi, guys. You there with us?
Hello.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, first of all, Stephen, welcome to Mike Spirit FM, because it's your first time here, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit who Stephen is, who Stephen Lambert is?
Yeah, Stephen is, as you can see in the chat room, is one half of EGH Media and Extreme Ghost Hunting. Paul is the Psychic Baker, who was the other guy in the chat room and talking. He's my partner in crime, if you want to put it that way. We do lots of events, lots of stuff like you do, Mike, like this, radio. Basically, you got my fingers in lots of pies, I think that's the easiest way to put it.
Okay, I like that saying, lots of fingers and lots of different pies. I do like that saying, I really do. Okay, so yeah, as you mentioned, yes, we do have Paul Green. And Paul is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. Paul, are you?
No, I've gotten here a few times in various forms, shall we say.
You have, and you know, it's a pleasure to have you back on, and for the very first show, it's a pleasure to have you here, because I know each time that you've come on, you've brought something new to the table, so to speak, each time. There's always, you know, you always kind of surprise me with the things that you come up with.
My psychiatrist said I was unique. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to kind of agree with you. You know, but no, it's a pleasure to have the two of you on, and I will say to you that, you know, what a better way to kick the show off with the two of you here together. So, you know, whilst I've got the two of you, because it's, you know, it's nice to have the two of you together, because as you say, you know, one half of, well, let's have the both of you together. So let me get my mind around this. Stephen, you go out as like the film crew. Well, Paul goes out as the medium to investigate places, is that right?
I'm more the research side of it, the research, the history side, the techie guy, if you want to call the label it as that.
He's my team, techie.
Yes. I know Paul mentioned psychiatrist there. I didn't start seeing mine until I met Paul.
but it's a bug off.
But don't start seeing my psychiatrist, I think.
But, no, basically I'm the research of the locations, the guy that goes off by himself on these locations, does the research.
Okay.
And then if I think Paul's allowed to come along, then he can come along.
Okay. I like the way that you think, and I like the way that you work. So so how long have you been working together as a team?
Did we both blow at the same time then?
Yeah, I think we both blew too long. 5 years or more.
I think it's more, isn't it, when there's the Waller go back, so maybe it's 8 or 9, I think, is it? Is it more than that? 7, 8?
Longer than most marriages.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that last time we spoke to Paul that there's lots of new things developing in the near future. Mm-hmm. I know that we've got plans of doing things together in the near future, mm-hmm. Which we're not going to say anything about just yet, are we?
No, I mean, I'll be a bit wrong teeth today. By chance, my wife came up with an idea. I've mentioned this to Stephen briefly. I won't go into the details. But it does actually fit around some of the ideas you had in a slightly different way. It's got a slight twist to it. But it's a form of doing psychic work, mediumship work, and readings, which I've never seen on TV. I'm speaking to the production companies at the moment, so it's early days. But, yeah, it's quite exciting.
Okay, so, well, I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to be now starting to do stuff, things, shall we say. Together, and having lots more to work with, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll soon be able to demand a latte and blue and M&M's only. And I'm a diva. I'll give you practice. Don't worry about it.
So when do I get my motorbike? That's what I want to know.
Straight after I get my company one.
Okay, so we
then we draw lots of who gets Steve in his billion, because he's all hands.
Okay,
he's scared.
Okay, well, I think that you know, for the first few weeks, I think I'll have to be on the back of the bike because I don't mix up bikes, Paul.
Well, we can get you a trike. Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah,
you can drive them with a car license. So they've got great pose value. My friend had a V12 Jaguar trike, which had presence, shall we say.
Does it mean I have to grow a beard and moustache? And
you can get stick-ons.
Oh, that's okay.
Steve has got to stick on tattoos and get a stick on mustache.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
Well, I have a real tattoo on my arm of my children's names.
I've got a few, yeah.
So that's just the one. So we can have some henna tattoos. Me and Stephen can go in to get into the little henna place and get tattooed all up.
Spray tan, yeah.
Yeah, I'll stick on beard and mustaches, and then we'll be making a very good team together then, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so Stephen, this is not an invite, mind, for you to spray me and I'll spray you.
If you don't have to spray, you can get the sound repair, the rubber and stuff. There. I'm sure the women of the world will, Paul uses it enough, he's got some spare.
Well, Stephen's a researcher, historian, so he's meant to be pale and interested in wearing a cardigan.
Okay, well, you know, it's going to be an exciting time, it really is. So, I know that you mentioned a little bit earlier on about that you do the same as myself, particularly with the radio. Where can people listen to you?
Well, if people search Blog Talk Radio for EGH Radio, as I'm in the studio, or if people are in the studio, it sounds silly because I normally do this on my own, but if anybody in the chat room who are now, they can just click on my login, EGH Media, and have a look. So if you just search EGH Media on Blog Talk Radio, and it's the same, eghmedia.com or extremeghosthunting.com. And we've also just started a 24/7 radio station, which plays 24/7 unsigned, yes, believe it or not, 365 days a year, and it plays only unsigned music. We don't have any stuff that's in the charts on. We just have unsigned music, which is what we like trying to do, promote, help promote people who are trying to make it a bit like we are, the same way, you know. I think help people, and you might not know what comes back the other way.
Of course.
Bit of karma, huh?
Bit of karma. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
But not with the...
You said you'd never talk about that.
Not with a fake tan.
No, not with a fake tan. You gotta wait till it's dried a bit. I'll do it on the back, as long as you're wearing a t-shirt, nobody can see.
Okay. So people can just go to EGH Media and they can get...
All the links is there, yeah. All the different links for different things is there.
And is that a website there as well, there, Stephen, that people can go to?
www.eghmedia.com. Extreme Ghost, the same, but extremeghosthunting.com or eghradio.com. So it's EGH with media, radio, and then the last one is extremeghosthunting.com.
I'm glad you said that, because people normally ask me that question, and I go, I don't know what we do this bit.
Okay, so people can find you on Facebook as well, guys, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, slash, the same again, slash EGH Media and slash Extreme Ghost Hunting.
Okay, and what about yourself there?
On, for myself? Yes, it's, I think it's slash Extreme Ghost Hunter. It is, yes. Or on Twitter, it's at Stephen Lambert Zero and Paul's at The Psychic Biker, if you couldn't remember.
Paul is just is The Psychic Biker on... on. I'm sure that he did remember. Paul, did you remember your own details for Facebook?
I didn't know. What I'm thinking about doing is actually trying to find a space, because I've almost got a full sleeve of tattoos, but I'm sure I can get a space to tattoo it.
See, I've got
just glance down, you see, and say, oh, but I have to do it upside down, of course.
That makes life a little bit easier. Or you can have it tattooed on your leg, so when you sat down on your bike and people ask you where can they find you, you can just, obviously, if you've got your shorts on, they'll just see.
Well, I don't wear shorts. I'm a woofty-doofty biker.
The reason Paul's saying that, Mike, is because I have a tattoo of the company logo on my arm, which was for a bit of publicity status, which I've still got at the minute. So I have the website logo on my arm. That's how crazy I am.
I've been trying to get to change the name since then. Just annoy him.
Okay, well, maybe I'm going to have a tattoo then of Mike Spirit FM on my other arm. Can you imagine?
There you go.
Can you imagine? That would be so fun, wouldn't it?
Especially if you get stuff done in... I mean, I've got on me... Hang on, which arm is it? I've got a full sleeve, so you tend to forget where tattoos are. But my right arm, I've got mine, my wife, and my two kids. I need to be able to get my granddaughters. Runestones, astrological signs. And it's so much fun when you got your arm down, you see people turning their head and trying to read it upside down so it makes sense. And it doesn't. So it's great if you can get Chinese, Japanese lettering for tattoos, because it amuses you so much watching people try to read it.
I can imagine. Okay, well, guys, let's go to our first piece of music. Now, I know that you said that you don't play anything that's in the charts. Well, Michael's playing everything that's in the charts this week, because, you know, it's a brand new year, isn't it? Let's kick off with a good watch in the charts. So let me just press this button and say enjoy.
Do you still
or welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live here on Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and on the website to Mike Spirit FM. With my amazing guests, it's Stephen Lambert and Paul Green. Hi, guys.
Hello there.
This is Paul. Hello. This is Stephen.
What is this?
Sure. You checked the back of your underpants to make sure.
Okay, guys. So let's talk about what's coming up in the future for you guys.
Am I going here? Or are you going, Paul?
Well, I keep forgetting. Yeah, it's a huge thing, so you might as well.
Well, we're working on it. Some stuff, obviously, with yourself, which we can't really say a lot about. We're working on a new book, which I've been off getting me butt frozen cold doing some research for in Northumberland, which is going to involve something a little bit different, hopefully, to what has what's been out there or what I've seen on TV. A lot of history involved, which I like. A lot of history I can't talk about because Paul's here and I don't want him to know anything about it.
I forget anyway, but yeah.
And it's going to involve a lot of walking, a lot of outdoor stuff, which is very good. Again, I apologise to anyone listening because, as Mike will know, it's very hard to actually get into the guts of things because someone else will go and pinch your idea. Okay. So until I've actually got it sussed and got it down and we've started or we've nearly finished, I will tell people what it is. It's going to involve lots of walking, lots of history, lots of psychic work from Paul, reenactments. It's probably giving too many clues, isn't it, Paul?
I'm just glad this is getting stuck in the walking bit. You didn't mention that.
Did I not? Oh, well, there's still some walking to be done, so get your boots out.
Is it all downhill?
No, some's uphill. And hopefully film a pilot around that as well, which we are looking to do, or if we have a location in mind. If not, we'll have to do it somewhere else. That is that. We've got a few events coming up, a couple of events booked for next year. We don't do a great deal of events because we've got that much going on.
Yeah.
Investigations, that is, sorry, or not investigations, more public events where people can come along to. We do the radio stuff. I've just created EGH Radio, which you mentioned earlier, which is our good friend Diane Green. I don't know if Diane's listening, but if Diane's around, she does all our music stuff, bless her. It's trying to make my life a little bit easier by creating the radio station, because as you will know, doing this, it's quite tiring at times.
Time-consuming as well, you know, because... You know, it's easy enough to say that, you know, a show just goes out like this show on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
No. And what else do I do? And I do a DJing slot for 2 hours for a local radio station, Radio Northumberland, here in the northeast of England, which just plays music and chat, a bit of music, chat and banter on Twitter. Just something totally different where I get the chance to play music that's in the charts all the time. So an old music and new music. I think that's about it, Paul, isn't it? I think, or is there more that I've missed?
No, I mean, obviously he's doing that. I'm on the project side. He'd mentioned a bit about I'm actually working on the costumes and chatting to PR people, chatting to production companies who are possibly going to film it. So it's all the background stuff you've got to do to get it onto the TV screens. There's a USA-based magazine called Paranormal Underground. I've got rage as well, but I write a couple of columns for that. This month, I've actually got three. One is Power Chat, Alison Wynn Ryder from the Rescue Mediums is the guest of that, where I just ask 8 questions, non-paranormal. We have a guest paranormal investigator spot, and that's Brian J. Canio from The Haunted Collector, which was interesting. It's a transcription of a show we recorded. It was just before they found out it wasn't coming back to the screens. So it's interesting, his comment before that. And the other comment was just my fevered thoughts and venom going down onto paper about skeptics in general. It changes every month, though. Whenever I feel like attacking, annoying, irking, I do it.
So where can people get a hold of this magazine that you're writing?
Well, for the first time this month, it's actually, you can get it from the newsstand on iTunes, and there's video links in there as well, which tells people about each columnist, author, contributor, about what they're doing. But also, if you simply search Paranormal Underground on iTunes or on Google, any other search engine, you'll get to the website.
I think it's paranormalunderground.net. I think that's
Totally,
I was writing that. I've taken a couple of months off just because I got that much going on, but Paul, bless him, is taking over my writing, I think, as well by having that many columns.
Yeah, while Steve was fusing his beep, 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 beep off, I was sitting here going,
typing.
Delete, start again.
So it's a very busy time at the moment, and very busy up and coming as well, isn't it?
Trying to be. It's a case of, as always, as Stephen said, it's a competitive industry. So many people are always trying to come up with something new, and I was chatting to a chap from a production company last week, who actually lives locally, but that's just by the by, his office in London. And he said at the moment the market in the UK for paranormal psychic stuff is very difficult. But some of the ideas he's got, some of the ideas he gets given are so interesting. We had a coffee and a bit of a chat and a good laugh. So keeps you out of trouble, keeps the ideas flowing, keeps the sparks going. Hopefully you'll come up with something which the people out there who make the TV programs will agree is a good idea.
Most definitely, most definitely. And it'll be nice to see, back on our screens again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem. We've chatted about it, both all three of us. And as I said, so many times you'll go to a production company and tell them what your ideas you had and go, great idea. Don't know who'd buy it. Because the people, anybody who didn't, and I didn't 5 years ago, didn't know about the TV industry or the media industry in general. I drive my wife nuts now telling how TV shows are made, and they're not really actors. Production companies and channels in particular basically are run by people who are going to tell the public what they want to see. Even though people want to watch paranormal shows, people tell us they want to see paranormal shows, they don't believe they do yet. So at the moment it's a case of waiting until they decide what we want to watch, then we'll start buying and making paranormal shows again.
Well, I'm sure as time develops on that, that will happen. And we will see these TV shows on our TV screens soon to come.
Yeah, there's nothing new in TV. It's just a case of cycles. So they'll come around again.
When it's meant to be, definitely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we've got a lot of people on the phone lines at the moment. We're going to go to the phone lines now, and let's take some callers. Now, I do understand, Stephen, that you're not a working medium, but you are quite sensitive. You do pick up some stuff when you're out in locations.
I do, and yeah, I got one. The odd thing, which is strange to me.
We like strange. Stephen, all we can say to you is sit back and enjoy this bit.
Yes, I will do.
Okay, but, if you are picking up things, then, let us know, because the smallest things matter the most to the people that's listening, calling, or just even the smallest things that matter the most, believe you me. Okay?
No problem.
Let's go to our first caller. I'm going to go to area code 410 and say, hi, 410, are you there with us?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Okay, Kathy, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
To connect with any of my loved ones.
Okay, then we can certainly help you with that. Okay, so Paul, if I start, mate, then if you want to continue on, then please feel free. Kathy, I see the minute that you spoke to me there, I was aware of people that were stood behind me there in the spirit world. I'm particularly aware of this lady that comes through. It makes me feel like as if I want to be like a motherly kind of a feeling here, okay? So I know I've got this lady that's very motherly in the spirit world there with you. I do believe I need to say to you when she passed, it was quite a long, lengthy, drawn-out kind of a passing with this lady, okay? And no, it wasn't sudden. She suffered for some while in her body before she passed on to the spirit world. She does carry a little bit of weight with her, bless her heart, before she passes, but she tells me that it's almost as if one part of her body gave up, then the other part, and then the other part, until she finally crossed over to the world of spirit there. Do you understand of who this lady is there, Kathy?
Did you say she has some weight on her?
Yes.
I guess it would be my aunt.
Okay. And I know, see, if this is your aunt, you would understand why she would be like a motherly figure there, motherly feeling, because I want to be very motherly around you, okay? I want to fuss around you. And you'd understand the reason of why I would want to be like that at the moment in your life there, Kathy, is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that there's conditions, there's situations in your life of where you feel a little let down, a little bit hurt by at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, you feel as if, you know, well, I'll give as good as I get. I know that's where you are in your vibration at the moment, that you're giving as good as you get. And the feeling that comes from within that is that it makes you feel like kind of saturated for, I can't do this no more. Do you understand of this?
A little.
Okay. See, because it's almost as if this lady wants me to say here to you that she's there. She's been watching everything that's going on within your vibration, with everything that's going on within your life. And she's seen the difficulties there within your life there, Kathy. And she certainly wants me to say that to you that no matter what, she will always walk by the side of you, okay? So whenever you're calling up the people in the spirit world, or whenever you're calling up on the anyone there in the world of spirit, just spend this lady a little thought, because she tells me that she's always around your vibration. Does that help you a little bit there, Kathy?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Paul continue on there. Paul, are you okay to carry on there?
Yeah. Now, when Mike was basically dialing the call-in show, you say the first, I got an S sound in there, and I'm not sure if that's connected to you at all or not, because I was expecting you
father.
To have an S. Okay,
my
well,
father.
That's great, because unlike Mike, I picked up on a man, and I'm trying to read my writing as I speak, because I scrolled the notes down, a father figure. He comes across as a very gentle man, and the image he's shown me is he's standing facing the camera, smiling at the camera. He's got one leg resting on something, very casual, very relaxed, very kind-looking man. Not the type of forceful, arrogant type of man.
That's
you know, he's going completely opposite. Okay. And the picture he's showing me, he's in his late 50s, early 60s. Normally, when they show me the picture, they show me that picture for a reason. That's either a picture you have, or that's how we'd remember him, something like that. And as Mike was talking about this lady who was sort of saying to you, you have some issues, but you're the type of character who can get through them. Now I'm trying to interpret the emotion, because I tend to get emotions. I'm trying to describe an emotion. I mean, imagine trying to describe love. It's impossible. But the emotion I'm getting of him is of strength of character. You may not be the type of person I just mentioned, forceful, dynamic, in your face type of person, but you've got, as he's put it, staying power, stamina. Well, if you want to get there, you'll get there. And that's what he's saying at the moment you've got to tap into. Things may not be going the way you actually want them at this moment in time, but the type of person you are, you will get there. You ain't a quitter, as Mike said, but you do it your way, is what he's saying.
Actually, I want to work on my psychic ability.
Right.
And it's been kind of frustrating, so I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, what he's sort of saying as you were talking to me there, he keeps repeating the phrase long haul, long haul. And he sort of strikes me as you're a bit like him, personality-wise, and your approach to life. You're willing to give the commitment in the long term. You're not looking maybe for the quick response. Sometimes, yes, I know it's frustrating. I'm hesitating because as I'm talking, he's passing information across to me. I know this sounds trite, and I hate to say it, but he's showing me that you have a spirit guide, and it's a Native American guide. It's a young man, in terms I would say a brave, so it's not the type of elderly man you would anticipate being a guide. He's showing me this image of a young man who is your initial guide to start you off on your path of developing the psychic mediumship, and he's basically saying that your paths are converging, And he's making me sort of feel, as I start a new year, you're looking at 68 months down the line, so August, September time. That's almost when you'll connect together mentally, emotionally, psychically. That's when you'll gel, and that's when you'll feel as though somebody's just lit a rocket underneath you from a psychic development point of view. All of a sudden go, click, ah, I get it. And that's what it feels to you. But what's actually happened is your guide and your path have now aligned. That's the way he's given me this information. That's the way he's making me feel. And it's the first I sort of had it like that. He actually making me feel, and I don't necessarily think he was a teacher as a profession, but he perhaps saw himself in some ways as somebody who would teach, but not by instruction, but by example, and let people get to where they're going. Maybe it's a long way around, but they would get to where they're going eventually by him gently nudging them where they wanted to be, where he thought they should be going, if you know what I mean. Well, I'm sure I know myself now, but I know what I'm saying is it's not you will do A, B, C, D to get F. He'll say, well, if you try that, you might get, oh, you didn't, hang on, no, you didn't get, well, try going to D, you'll get it that way. So it's a gradual process, and he's sort of helping you and nudging you, and you've got this guy come towards you as well, which will gel later in the year. And some of the frustrations you're having, not always, because you've always got frustration working with spirit, trust me, but a lot of the frustrations you have at the moment, they will...
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be patient.
I'm just the opposite. I'm definitely a bull in the china shop. What are you making me wait for? I'm ready. So I know exactly what you're feeling. Yeah. I used to drive my teacher mad.
Well, I have to tell you that you are right on with my dad. He was a gentle and kind man.
Quite funny as well, though. He had a good, nice sense of humor.
Yeah, very funny, too.
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's him.
Yeah. But maybe he's a type I feel who would sort of, you have a sense of more, a sense of humor, but also occasionally he would just drop something in into the conversation, just watch the ripples spread.
Yeah.
He would chuckle to himself.
Is he helping me on my journey also?
He's watching over you. I wouldn't say he's directly communicating with you, but he's sort of watching over and he's sort of watching you, helping you. In uh-huh. little ways, as I said, he will sort of be nudging you. And
okay.
I always say that people, so many people, either believers or skeptics, try to see and look for a huge sign, and it's never there. It's the small stuff.
Right.
I always use this example for my wife's dad, because it's such a unique one, that he was a keen gardener. He used to have what's called allotments in here, which is gardens away from home, about 3 or 4 times the size of a normal garden. And he was always working on the earth. So if he smelt of that kind of garden, earthy fertilizer, chemical fertilizer smell, you know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same sort of thing. You'll have something you have associated with your dad, whether it could be his laugh or a certain gesture, which you'll just see in somebody or see a picture of it, and you'll realize that he's close to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's just a case of looking out for them little things, and you'll understand that he's around you.
Well, thank you so much.
Good. Glad I could help.
Well,
yes,
thank you, Paul,
yes.
And thank you, Kathy, for calling.
Okay,
and, you know, I'm very similar to what Paul is saying there about your development. You know, it will just click, because I know that for a number of years I've been able, I'm fortunate enough to teach this work. You know, it does just click, and when it's meant to happen, believe you me, it'll happen. There's a saying I've always said and always will say, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And always keep that in your mind, because I believe that is so true. Is when you are ready, the spirit will put someone in front of you to allow you to develop alongside with them or with them for that time that you need within your development. Kathy, I hope that's helped you.
Thank you.
Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM right after the show is finished. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go to our next caller there, Paul. And we have area code 310 and say hi, 310. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince.
How are you?
I'm very well. Happy New Year to you, Vince. And can I ask
you,
Vince, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay. Vince, I know I've worked with you several times. Paul, Do you want to pick up with Vince here, or do you want me to start, and then you want to...
Yeah, you can start. I'm not sure, to be honest, because I'm getting... First of all, hi Vince.
Hi.
I'm getting a very... I'm trying to think of the correct word. A very low, slightly... how can I put it? I wouldn't say you're depressed. You seem to lack energy. You just seem to... Everything at the moment around you seems to be a chore. It's almost though you're living, walking through treacle, if you get my point of view, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, in the English man's eyes, LA is sort of, we think of it as a fast-paced, energetic type of place. But so if you imagine the film tricks, is say where one person is walking slow and everybody's going zzzz around them. That's how I see you at the moment. You're that person walking slowly where everybody else seems to be zooming at 100 miles an hour. Very low in spirits, very in need of an uplift, of an energetic injection, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, at the moment, I'm not picking up why. So I don't know if Mike is picking up anything.
Vince, let me talk to you of I believe it's a lady that's, again, that comes through like a motherly feeling, okay? So, Vince, do you understand your mum for me, first of all, that's in the spirit world?
No, it's all my grandparents and my father on the other side.
Okay, so let's work with your grandmother, but on your mum's side, because she must come to mum's side, because that's the side... that she comes from. So do you understand your grandmother then, on your mum's side of the family, that's in the spirit world?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that she's been there for quite a number of years? She's been there a long time, is that right, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that she comes forward to you, and she makes me feel, like Paul was just saying there, about this feeling of being down. And, you know, I know that you've worked hard. I know that you've battled hard, okay, without much success. Okay, and you know what she talks about is that the success will come to you, but you know, you feel as if you're like clutching at straws now. Which way do I turn? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And see, what she talks about to me is, instead of thinking that you have to clutch straws, because you don't. Okay, you just need to methodically think on this. Okay, and do what's right for yourself. Never mind what fits with everyone else. You must do what's right for yourself. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because she talks to me here about that all you want to do is to support, nurture, and look after those as close to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, see, she wants me to say here to you as well that no matter what, they'll always walk by the side of you. And stop feeling as if you're letting people down. Would you understand that you feel as if you're letting people down? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because she says to me, stop feeling as if you're letting people down, because you're not, okay? So, you know, first things first, positive thinking, okay? This new year, let's have positivity out of you, the events for 2014. We're just in the beginning of January, okay? Let's have some forward thinking, some positive thinking now for the rest of the year, because I know, see, as I'm looking forward... Not I believe I can predict your future, because I can't, but I know I'm looking forward to maybe next month, to February. I believe things are going to change for the better there for you, because I do believe that something has been manifesting there within your pathway, and the more that you become positive, the more that this thing will come to fruition and will become right there for you, okay? So let's try and be a bit more sit upright in your chair instead of slouching, okay, for want of a better word. And let's be more positive. Does that help you a little bit, Vince?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's one question I have is tomorrow. Last week I had five nights in a row. I had recurring dreams that I was going to get this job, the paper company. And then I got a phone call. And tomorrow I have a job interview. It's not the paper company that I dreamt about, but they do have affiliations with the paper company that I was dreaming about. But anyway, this company is a paper company, and I have a job interview tomorrow. If they like me, they're going to be bringing me back for another interview on Thursday. and they're looking to start somebody by next Monday, a week from tomorrow. So I'm wondering what you see of that.
Okay, well, you know, first things first, Vince, okay? Let's be positive about it, okay? Because the minute that you go into your interview tomorrow with this kind of attitude, that's what's going to end up happening, okay? So let's go in there with a positive attitude, an attitude of, you know, you are the most employable because of your qualities, okay? So let's look at your qualities and let's put that first. And once you put that first, then things will develop quite nice. Like I said there to you, by February, things were going to change. So if you're talking next month, next week is when they will employ someone, then you're talking it's going to be, what's that? That's going to be the
16th onwards.
16th onwards. Thank you very much, Paul. I was trying to work it out there.
I've got a countdown, but we had it the easy way.
Use your fingers. You know, so we are already halfway from this month, aren't we? Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, things will change. So maybe by then you may get your first paycheck. I don't know. But I know that February is going to be the making of Vince, if you allow it to. And remember, you have to allow it to happen. It's no good just sitting back thinking, well, if they want me, they can have me. If they don't, then they won't. You have to be positive. And the minute that you have positivity in you, that shines through, that's when life will change there. Vince, I hope that's helped you a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Please and download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Quickly.
Yeah. I'm having a dispute with my cell phone provider. Basically, what they've done is cut my service. So I'm going with another one today. I'm going to go to a store and try to get a phone with another provider, and I'm wondering if it's going to come through or if my... what credit is going to stop it?
Okay, so while you ask me there, Vince, are you going to have a new company or are you going to stick with the one that you...
Are they going to give me the phone with the new provider, or is my credit, my bad credit, going to be a factor?
You know, again, I cannot predict the future. The events, okay?
Right.
Again, be positive,
okay.
Because if it is that your bad credit is going to be a problem, then there's always a new option. There's always options open to you, and the more that you keep putting obstacles in your way, then the more it's going to be a problem, okay? So, like I said, positive. Let's be positive. Let's take all elements of, is this gone wrong in my life, that's gone wrong in my life, and I need to change this. Then let's move forward, okay? Use this time... Utilize the time to move forward and do what's right for yourself. Okay, Vince?
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll see. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye now, bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to 619 and say, hi, 619, are you there with us?
Hello there.
Hi, can you take your name there, please?
It's Steve.
Steve. Okay, Steve, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
In California. And what was the reason that you called in for, Steve?
To get a message.
Okay, from a loved one in the spirit world, I presume you're talking about, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay, because, you know, that's what we can help you with, your Mike Spirit FM. Well, then let me start there with you, okay, Steve, because... I do believe I have a gentleman that stands here with me that wants to be remembered here to you. I know, as I'm aware of this gentleman, that he's quite a fully built man, quite a well-built man before he passed on to the spirit world. He does make me aware of my chest is very much of an issue with him before he passed. I do believe that it's the heart that would have took this man home to the spirit world of when he passed on to the world of light there. I do know that he would have linked within your family there, and I believe I want to put him quite close within your family vibration. Do you understand who he is there, Steve?
It's probably a grandfather.
Okay, and so would you understand this is a grandfather upon your dad's side?
Possibly. I never met him, though, but I think you're right.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that he comes forward, and, you know, as he comes forward at the minute... Steve, if I say to you that you are quite... enjoying, if you like, or you like to know more about the spirit world, Would that make sense there, Jim?
Yes, very much so.
And it's almost to the point where I feel I want to be, I want to understand more, because I enjoy knowing that the communication after the death of the physical body is possible. So you are quite aware of that communication yourself, Steve, is that right?
Oh, yeah, for many decades.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you, Steve, that you sometimes sense the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Oh, very often.
Okay, and would I be right in saying this, there to you, Steve, that you also see the spirit world sometimes as well, is that right?
No, I don't really want to. But on rare occasions, I've seen a few things.
Okay, because I know I'm aware of seeing people that just comes in and out of you, and things that like catches the corner of my eye. Now, again, it's down to development, okay? It's how far...
Yeah, I've experienced that.
Sorry?
I've experienced that.
You have? Perfect. Okay. See, because the more that you experience it, the more that it comes around you, and the more that I want to say that to you, that you keep working on it, you keep pushing on it, and it will be right there for you, okay? Now, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It takes, you know, it takes a long time for your development to actually reach its peak, if you like, okay? Now, I've been working for 23 years now, and still I feel like there's a long way to go just yet, okay? I'm far from the word of arrived. But I know I want to say that you keep pushing there, and you will get to where you need to go there, because I know that you have a target, you have a goal. Just keep aiming, keep reaching for it. You will get there in the end. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, let me bring in Paul there. Paul, do you want to add on in there, mate?
No, I'm having some sound problems, so I can barely hear Steve, so I'm really struggling, I'm afraid.
Okay, that's fine. Steve, I also want to bring in a lady that comes closer to me, a lady that I feel that when she passed, I know that she makes her way that when she passed, she was in the hospital, and she talks to me about that she would have slipped in and out of consciousness for a while before she passed home to the spirit world there. I believe that this lady would have had lots of people around her when she passed, so I know that there would have been people that went to go and see her to make your last step from this life into the next life. Do you understand of a lady that would have been like that there for you this, Steve?
I can't place who that would be. It could be several people.
Okay. Now, I know that this lady would come through on a, I want to say, maybe my early 80s. Okay, I feel 82, 83 in my age of when I passed on to the spirit world. So if that narrows it down for you, then that's fine. But I know that she would have been in her early 80s. She makes her way that there was lots of family. She had a big family around her. And she just wants to settle her vibration there with you. Again, just to let you know that you're not alone. Because in some times I feel that even though that we understand the spirit world, we still feel alone on times. And she doesn't want you to kind of feel that way there, Steve, okay? So know that she's come in as well to support you and to guide you there. Steve, I hope that helped you a little bit, okay? Let me just leave you with this thing that she tells me there about October was important to you. Do you understand why October was important to you there, Steve?
It was important? No, I can't place it.
Okay, remember what I'm saying there to you, Steve, about October, okay? Because it would either mean a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary in the October month. I believe it's maybe more towards the ending of October. I feel like the 27th, 28th of October. Check in your calendar. I'm sure that you'll find that there was either a birthday or a passing or anniversary around that time of the year there, okay? Steve, download a copy of that reading, and then you can listen back to it, and then when you find it, you'll know that that one is with you as well. Does that help you a bit there, Steve?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's... Paul, I think we've got time to do one more, mate, because I know that you need to... a sharp exit, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm struggling simply because where I am sitting, I have behind me a perspex roof and the rain is hammering down, and even my headphones on. I'm literally struggling to hear the sound, so I'm afraid.
You know, the weather here in the UK, yeah, the best of the last few.
At the moment.
It's been horrendous, you know, it's been raining non-stop, you know, and you know, even stretching out towards America, there's certain parts of America that's in 2 feet of snow, I believe, that I've seen.
Yeah, looking at the reports.
It's absolutely unbelievable, isn't it, you know, of, you know, all over, I suppose, that we're experiencing some difficult weather conditions. Let me try this next caller, Paul, and let me bring on 618 and say hi, 618. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
this
can we have your...
Vicky.
Vicky.
Yeah. Yes, hi.
Okay, Vicky, and can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Sure, I'm calling from New York.
New York, perfect. Now, is New York one of them cities that's been hit by that snow?
Yeah, but not so bad.
Well,
it's really not that bad, you know. It's actually very pleasant, if you ask me, but...
Okay, well...
It's good. It's just a little snow, very pretty.
Well, I'm kind of with you. I enjoy the snow. Paul doesn't because he kind of gets stuck for where Paul lives.
Yeah.
So we kind of two different directions. I'm with you, Vicky, and Paul is like totally against you there because bless his heart, you know, he is stuck there with you. But that's okay.
I'm sorry. But in New York, they know what to do with their snow. You see, like, I swear to God, before it even hit the ground, they are out there trying to get rid of it. But I have lived in Boston and rural parts of the country, and you really do get stuck. I don't do anything about it. It's awful.
Okay. Vicky, can I ask you the reason why you called?
Yes, of course. This is about a career question. So I have applied to a couple of universities for jobs. I was hoping to get interviews, and I haven't yet. And so my question is, will I get any interviews, or should I really? I'm also thinking about changing slightly my career, going to school for something completely different. And I've been to school for a long time, but just these are my questions.
Okay, Vicky, what we can do is help you to bring a connection there from the spirit world.
Yes,
okay,
that would be wonderful.
Maybe you know, the spirit world can give us some insight to that, okay, to your question. Paul, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
As soon as you came on, I got the sense of a dynamic woman, shall we come see her. I'm not sure if it was a mother or a grandmother, but it's not side of the family.
Yeah.
She is... a very direct, very much in charge. She's come charging in at me, waving her fingers, basically at you, saying, get on with it. What you dithering about? She's very that much that kind of personality. She wouldn't muck around. She wouldn't be, oh, well, you can do what you want. She'd be sort of shaking and saying, yeah, stop dithering. Get on with it. You know what you're going to do. What you waiting for? I'm speaking so fast, she's trying to put these words in my mouth so fast. She's so much that kind of character. Very strong, quite a short woman, quite plumpish, but dynamic. And she is saying to you, and this Mike says we can't predict the future, but she is saying to you, almost as though you know what you want to do. So stop dithering and just get on
with
it.
But I don't. I'm sorry to contradict you. I really don't. I don't know 100%. You know, I'm very confused because I do love my job, but there's so much politics. And I feel every time I have to apply, it's never about my qualification. It's so much about who I know. And I don't know. It's just. And so I don't know whether, because I've invested so much time in where I am. And so I don't know whether I should start something else. You know, that's the thing.
But she's given me the impression, obviously nothing is ever 100%. You can never be totally sure. What's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Work out.
That
but she's just
true.
Sort of giving me the feeling that if you look deep down, it may not be the logical decision. It may not be the decision people expect you're going to do, but it's a decision perhaps in your heart you want to go down. And that's the emotion she's given me, that in your heart there is something you'd want to do, and perhaps you're pulling back from it. Your logical side is saying, no, it's not really what I should be doing at this time. Is it my age, where I'm located?
Yeah.
But she's sort of saying that you have to put it in my terms, not her terms, you see, you always got to follow your heart.
Uh-huh.
Follow your
okay.
love. Whatever you love to do, that's what you should be looking for.
So, did she see any of the schools getting back to me, or is this like a lost cause for this year?
She's not. As you spoke, she's sort of shaking her finger at me from side to side, telling me, almost if she was now, she'd be shaking in front of your face. I don't know what she means. So almost also saying, yeah. I don't know what she's saying, but I'm just telling her what she's doing. She's not saying no or
what
yes.
What is she
she's
doing?
Almost, she's shaking her finger in front of the face. So I'm saying, don't ask that question. Don't ask that question.
Okay.
I don't know what she's doing. She's a very forceful personality. She speaks so fast, it's very hard to get it, to catch everything she's saying. But she's got that very forceful personality where she's saying to you, yeah, just almost just trust.
But my grandma is, but she really wasn't, like, so forceful. She's actually quite gentle.
Grandma.
That's the person.
Yeah. Well, this woman is that forceful personality, very much in charge, very much a boss lady.
Okay.
I'll hand you over the mic and see if he's picking up on anything.
Okay, well, I'm not going to...
Thank you so much.
Okay. Only just to say there that everything that Paul was saying, you know, I'm aware of the lady as well. Just to say that, you know, you have to follow what your gut feeling tells you there, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you. Vicky, remember, please download a copy of that reading in the archives.
Okay,
thank you,
great. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Paul, I know that the time has come where you will be departing in just a few minutes. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about where people can get a hold of you and how they can listen to you?
Well, as we said at the beginning of the show, the best thing to go to is either Google or go to aghmedia.com or aghradio.com or extremeghosthunting.com. The Extreme Ghost Hunting tend to list our events we're doing in the Northeast and in England. The media side brings everything together, the radio, the TV, the publishing, the magazines, and the music side as well. It's also on Asia's Media. Or if you want to follow me, you can catch me at The Psychic Biker on Twitter.
Okay, perfect. So, Paul, and whatever it is that you're doing the rest of the evening, mate, you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Stephen, don't run off anywhere.
No, I'll hang about. I'm here.
You stay there. We'll be right back with Stephen just after this.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Have fun.
Cheers. Have a good one there, Paul.
Thank you.
Just say enjoy this next song.
Okay.
Traveling through time together, every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and live on our website, so Mike Spirit FM. We've just had an amazing guest. the psychic biker, Paul Green, but we still have the other half, Steve Lambert. Hi, Steve.
Hello, are you okay?
Doing very well, mate. Well, what do you think so far of the first part of the show there, Steve? Because it's your first time, isn't it?
It's the first time on the show, very good. I do something similar on my own show, not personally, but with a lot of guests, and it's always interesting to hear people from all different parts of the world calling in. You know, and different people have different reasons for calling in, which is great. And I had the easy job there because I could just sit back and listen.
You know, well, you know, maybe it is the easy job. Maybe it isn't. You know,
no, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not because, you know, to connect to the spirit world, I find that to be the most natural, normal thing I've ever done in my life. You know, it's something that, you know, as I said earlier on, you know, 23 years now. Gosh, I can't believe how quick that's gone. It really has, you know. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy everything I do, from working a church, a spiritualist church, to working a theatre, to working a hall, even teaching. You know, it's something I adore, every part of it. You know, and touring, I've toured America through my work, Spain, Norway, and, you know, who knows where's next.
No, it's good. I mean, when I say it's easy, you Paul and yourself make it sound easy.
But, you know, I love working with Paul because, you know, I remember the first time that Paul came on the radio, he said, I won't be doing any readings, Mike, because I don't feel as if I need to be doing any readings. You know, I don't feel as if I want to do any readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I started giving my first communication, and out he comes with it, this amazing message that I thought you said you couldn't do this. You know, and out it came, absolutely perfect communication, and, you know, from there, he just hasn't stopped.
No, he does well. I'm quite impressed, actually, because the only time I see or hear Paul do any readings, or any, not readings as such, or pick up anything, is when we're doing research on locations or events.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
It's totally a different side of things, because, you know, I've done lots of investigations, you know, before.
Yes.
Part of a team called SPR Cymru, and I was the medium for SPR Cymru a while ago. I don't do it anymore, as in such, you know, just my own little bits and pieces. And it's a totally different, let's say, hat to wear, isn't it? You know, from being an investigational medium to being a communicator medium, meaning communicating to the spirit world. Because when I'm linking to the spirit world, like your mum or your dad or your auntie or whoever would come through and give you evidence that there's life after death, whilst the people that we're investigating or the places that we're investigating, and if it's a haunted location, you're trying to find out who is haunting that place, and you're looking for the information, the evidence that comes through with that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, quite a few of the places we go to, there's a lot of deaths around them, so I often wonder how hard it is at times to actually pick out, you know, who's, everybody assumes that you're going to get the king or the queen coming through, or the, you know, the prince that was at the location, but it's not always. You may get the guy who was on the rack, or you may get the servant, or you may just get some nobody who was just wondering about this, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Some random person, so.
And you know, that random person can bring through just as much evidence, if not better evidence sometimes, than the important person.
Yes.
Has been known in the room. You know, it brings my mind to an investigation that I did do with SPR Cymru back maybe about 3 years ago now. And we was at this, I'll say the name of the place, Dolgellau Gold Mines. And I know that you wouldn't probably get your words around that because it's in Wales. You know, I'm being a Welsh man, Dolgellau Gold Mines. Now, that's somewhere where, because I know Paul's not listening now because I know he's off doing his other things. Maybe that's something or somewhere that we could look up doing ourselves,
mm-hmm.
You know, in this big scheme of things that we have got in the makings.
Yes.
Because... not that I would want to be there to be a medium, because I've already done it, but for Paul, because I remember walking around, and actually I was late, and this is a day, like, how silly am I, okay, because when I was doing this SPR Cymru, I would always do a demonstration of my mediumship for 2 hours first, then we would then go on a ghost investigation, so then I would be working for another 4 or 5 hours, find out who's haunting these places. Well, I went to Dolagesa Gold Mines, and as I said, I'd done my 2 hours of demonstration. I got there late, and the reason why I was late, because I had all my suitcases in the car, I had everything all packed in the car ready, because I was flying to Spain that night. I had to leave a little bit early to get to the airport on time. I started walking around, and the people who was running Dolagesa Gold Mines then was saying, do you mind if we join you? And I said, well, no, more the merrier, isn't it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he was walking around, and I was like last in the group because I was, you know, feeling the vibration and so on and so forth. And she said, what do you feel in here? And I just, automatically, I could see this gentleman. There was, now if you imagine the old mining with the big wheels that would pulley the coal or the gold or whatever it is, well, gold in this case because it's the gold mines. he was the controller, and I could see him sat there being in control of these big wheels and shouting at us to get out. And he was really aggressive, get out of my face. He was screaming. And I said, there's a man here that's sitting up. He don't want us in here. He wants us to get out, get out. And she said, well, who is he? So, you know, I was asking him for more information. He's screaming, get out of here. And, you know, it got to a point where it was like, oof, we shouldn't be in here, you know. And she said, well, who is he? I said, well, it's John. John, and I forget his last name. And her face changed. The whole group changed. Their faces, the expressions. And the lady stepped to the side because behind her there was a plaque in love and memory of John, whatever his surname was, who was the foreman of those wheels turning. And she said, you've been here before. And I said, I haven't. She said, yeah, you walked around earlier on with everybody else. You've seen that name. And everybody said, no, he came late and he hasn't been anywhere except doing his demonstration and come out on the investigation. She went, oh my God. There are really connections here, you know, which then brought it to a point of where, you know, the skeptics of the team was like, you know, for real, you just on an energy that was once connected to this building, which, you know, was no, you know, was nothing amazing to me. It was just like, well, yeah, I knew he was there 'cause I was talking to him, you know, but isn't it different? You know, what I'm trying to say, the difference into picking up your grandmother to picking up someone that would have walked that vibrational life many, many moons ago. It's a totally different sort of mediumship.
Yeah, totally different. Like I say, that's why, you know, take my hat off to the likes of Paul and yourself. Paul does it as well. Walking around on locations, coming out with some information, like I say, isn't what, you know, what people would expect to be, the things that are known about locations. That's why I go off to a lot of places and do the research first. And Paul doesn't even know it. He's going to half of them. So some of the information I have is only known between the owner and myself. So when he comes out with stuff that he couldn't have possibly known about, it's very hard to like sort of
digest
at times and think, well, how could he, you know, especially skeptics. A lot of the owners are skeptics anyway, so they're like, well, he couldn't know that because only I know that.
There was a very well-known investigation team that went to a haunted location in Wales, and it took them a while to pick up on bits and pieces there. And I was invited to this place and never even heard of it before in my life. I went along, and one of the people I went with said, what do you feel about your other Mike? And I just, you know, instantly as you switch and your mind starts to work and all these people come flooding in, you know, I picked up on in half an hour, I give everything that this most, what happened there than what this well-known company did in all night. You know, it's amazing, isn't it, of how quick you can switch on.
Definitely. It's like I say, obviously I've listened to you on the radio and I've worked with Paul. And he's switched on before he even gets there most of the time. You know, sometimes he's coming out with stuff before he arrives.
And so that's just perfect, isn't it? Because that tells me myself that, you know, that he's already connecting to the spirit world before he even gets there. And in that way, it works absolutely. It blends together as one, because I believe when we're working with the spirit world, our energies do unite as one. And as it does, then, you know, it's a natural born gift to do, whether it's to investigate somewhere, whether it's to give somebody a reading on mediumship or guidance. It's just a natural born gift. It's like drinking a cup of tea, something as simple as that. You know, you wouldn't think about doing it, you would just do it.
Definitely.
And to me, that's exactly the way it works. Okay, so let's move on, okay, because I know we've still got a list full in front of us to get through in the phone lines, okay. So let me go to area code 702 and say, hi, 702, can we take your name there, please? Hello, 702, can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Earl Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay, I missed your name this year. What was your name?
Craig.
Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, Craig, are you listening to us in the background as well as on the phone? Because we've got some feedback going on here.
I'm just listening to you guys on the phone.
Okay, and are you using a different device to call us on?
Yes, I called you guys on, so I had to take off my speaker.
There we are. That's fine. It's all gone now. Okay, so Craig, and where do you see you was calling from there, sir?
The reason why I'm calling?
No, where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, I'm calling.
Okay, I think that Craig has gone there. That's okay. Sometimes modern technology there, Stephen, that happens, doesn't it?
Yes.
No, that
happens to me when I'm doing the same thing. People calling from different types of devices nowadays, and some go and come.
Well, you know, we can listen to them on the phone. We can listen to them. We can listen to us on iPads, iPods, and computer. You know, it's bizarre. Okay, let's go to our next in line. It's 360. Say hi, 360. Can we take your name there, please? Hi, 360, can we take your name there, please?
We're not having much luck yet.
We're not, are we? Okay, 360, are you there with us?
Hi.
Oh, there's a hi.
Hi.
We thought that you just didn't want to speak to us there. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello?
Yes, can we take your name?
Oh, Lori.
Okay, Laurie. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. Okay, and what was the reason, Laurie, that you called in for?
I'm wondering about my living situation. I just moved to this new place. I kind of didn't have time to look or nothing, and I, you know, grabbed this place, and it's... The housing authority wants to raise my rent like $200, and I'm having to do all this work to, you know, prove my medical expenses as if they don't know that. And then the Lakeway Realty here, they didn't even, it's really dirty, you know, and there's like no insulation, and it seems like, you know, the floor in the bathroom is like, you know, like spongy, like the grout around the tub is. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what's happening with this realty place and this housing authority.
Okay, let me work and we see what comes up.
Okay,
now what I do is connect to the spirit world, okay? Connect to those who's passed on before us, okay, and give you evidence of who they are, where, if they are with you, okay? And then maybe we can address what's going on within your life with the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
Let me talk to you, Laurie, of a lady that I'm aware of here with you, okay? And I know that this lady is quite slight to her build before she passed on to the spirit world. She does talk to me about that she would have complained and would have suffered in her body before she passed. I do believe, as if I want to say, it's like a stroke-like condition, because I know I'm feeling the one side of my body going quite numb when I passed home to the spirit world there, because I'm feeling a numbness on the one side of my body. I do feel with her as well that when she crossed over to the spirit world there, that there would have been plenty of people around her, people that would have supported her, people that would have guided her from this life of when she passed there. I do know as well that she comes through on, like, I don't want to say as mum, I want to say maybe go back a generation, maybe grandmother or somewhere that's where I want to be. And I know that I want to say that to you that she comes through on such an abundance of like joy and happiness, because she says to me, that's the way you normally are. You are normally a bubbly kind of a person. Is that right?
I guess I would normally be that way.
Okay. See, because she comes through and she says to me, my gosh, where's this girl gone? And I believe, see, it's because, as you said, that you feel as if you've jumped in without looking at this property that you've gone into at the moment. And I do believe that, you know, that you've been calling up those in the spirit world to come forward, to give you a bit of advice, a bit of guidance, to assist you in what to do next. Does that make sense to you, Laurie?
Yes, definitely.
See, because she says to me, I'm there, I'm listening. I'm there, I'm trying to help you. I'm there, I'm trying to guide you. Now, would I be right in saying that that you've been, either you or someone on your behalf has been, like, writing letters to wherever it needs to go to do with the condition of the home? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Some people are trying to help me. One of my doctors, and
okay.
I got an attorney.
Okay, would I be right, Laurie, in saying that you feel that even though that you're having this help, it's fallen upon deaf ears at the moment? Is that right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Because you feel as if no one's listening. You know, you've got what you need. It's time for you to get on with it. That's the way you feel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, certainly that's not the case, because I'm being told that this lady in the spirit world is around you. She's there to support you. She's there to guide you, there to assist you there from the world of spirit of where she is. Now, I know that she talks to me as well that you're not sleeping properly as well at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and she tells me here that you keep waking up like three to four times a night. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's affecting your everyday to day life, isn't it? This sleeping habits, this sleeping pattern, because you fall out of the water. You're not even thinking clearly at the moment.
Right.
Do you understand this?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And she tells me here that it's making you feel more down with inside yourself. Is that right? Because it's like snowballing one thing on top of another. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that I want to say to you as well that, you know, of where she comes in, that she just wants me to say that you have the guidance from her. You have the support from her. If only you kind of listen, okay? And I know that's sometimes difficult for people. It's even difficult for me sometimes to just sit back and listen, because we never like to take that advice for ourselves. Or maybe that's just me, I don't know. But it's like I never want to take that advice myself. Because you are the kind of person that would give good advice, but never accept it back. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because she says to me that you've always been the same. You've always been the same. There's a gentleman that comes along with her. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, I know that he would be a gentleman that I believe it's within your dad's side. And I believe he's very close there, connected within your dad's side of your family. Now, I do believe that this gentleman would have crossed over to the spirit world there very quickly, because he tells me his passing was very quick. Now, whether that his passing could have been helped in some way, because I believe that he shouldn't have been in the spirit world as quick as he did. Do you understand of a gentleman there in your dad's side of the family there that would have went...
Yeah, probably my grandfather. He like, died and is sitting in his chair.
Okay, bless his heart, because I believe that more could have been done for this man. So your granddad just comes in on the vibration here, and he wants to be recognized and remembered there to you, because even though that, you know, he had a very much a big heart, this man, heart of gold is the word I want to use there to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, he would always be the one that would, if he had something, then he would give it. And he would rather go out himself than see somebody else suffer. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that he comes forward and he wants me to say that to you that he doesn't want to see anyone suffer, just wants to see that we all have what we quite rightly deserve there, okay? So, you know, this problem with your home or your living accommodation at the moment, you know, of what they tell me is that, you know, even though that you're trying your best to get out of there, maybe get something different or maybe get it fixed up, I don't know. But, you know, you've got to keep on, keeping on at it. Because the minute that you think, oh, well, somebody else is going to deal with it, then that's when it's going to stop. You need to keep on pushing on at it because it will be dealt with. But only if you keep pushing at it. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. So as long as I keep pushing them, things will get done.
Definitely, definitely, okay? But you need to be strong and be positive now to make sure that things are done, okay? And, you know, I've been told to fight your corner, okay? So exactly what I've just said in the beginning there, isn't it? About don't let things go stale. Just keep on at it, okay? Do your best, because I know that's what this gentleman, your granddad in the spirit world, would have exactly wanted there for you. And he says to me, as long as you're doing your best, nobody can ask any more of you than that. Does that help you a little bit, Laurie?
Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Steve, you know, in the very beginning there, I thought, this lady's got a lot to deal with, and bless her heart, she does, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I didn't think she was going to get the phone. Sounded like she had ran from a mile away.
You know, I was just about to give up, but, you know, that just demonstrates to us, doesn't it, you know, that when the spirit world wants us to work with someone, it doesn't matter what condition, what state of mind that they're in, or what conditions that they're going through, they'll get the message across, no matter what, isn't it?
Yes, you're right there. I was just going to quickly mention, sorry, in the chat room, Mick Green's asking, where's Kerry?
All right, yes, I can see. Hi, Mick. How are you doing? You know, he always asks where she is. He always does. Okay, that's fine. I know Mick has been out working tonight. I know that he works on the recovery trucks. I remember doing a demo not so long ago with myself, Kerry, and Mick Green. And there was joking going on there, Stephen, about my car wouldn't make the journey and he would come and get us. My car made the journey. Believe you me, Stephen, I didn't need no recovery off Mick Green, that's for sure. Police jobs. Okay, whatever that means, Mick, I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm going to go back to the phone lines because that's where I feel more comfortable, I think, because, you know, I'm talking to the spirit world and that's what I enjoy. So let's go to 315 and say hi to 315. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name's Annette.
Okay, Annette, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay, so now, like we asked the last person from New York, how is the snow with you, Annette?
So far it's nothing, but I'm supposed to get up to about 3 feet.
3 feet? You know, you know, when we have snow here, particularly in Wales and in South Wales where I live, we'd be lucky to get 3 inches of snow. And, you know, when the snow falls and we have like about 3 millimeters of snow, I get so excited. Because it's white and it's fantastic. You know, I can only imagine having 3 foot of it. My God, I would be in my elements. I'd be out there digging and playing, throwing snowballs at everyone I could see.
Yes.
Never mind.
I'm not far from Lake Ontario, so it's lake effect snow.
It's what, sorry?
I'm not far from Lake Ontario, so it's called lake effect snow.
Okay.
It's off the lake. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so good for throwing snowballs. Well, not really good for snowballs, mm-hmm. Should I say, instead. Okay, well, Stephen, maybe we should go over to New York and we can have a snowball fight.
Yes, sounds good. 3 foot of snow. Sounds crazy.
You know, I always keep saying to Kerry, when we have snow, I'm going to have a snowball fight. I can just imagine 3 foot of it. What could I do with 3 foot of snow? Okay, and Ed, can I ask you the reason why that you called in for that?
I was just wondering what you could tell me from spirit, from my family.
Okay, then I'll do my very best to make a connection if you and that.
Okay.
okay. Okay, thank you, darling. Okay, I know I've got a lady here that comes closer to me, a lady that I believe that's within your mum's side of your family, because I know that she sits towards my mum's side here. I know that this lady would come quite closely connected there too, so she would either be your mum or your grandmum. I know that she's very close there with you. She makes her way that you would have taken care of this lady for a little while there before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know that there was care that was taken for her. She makes me aware that the conditions that she had took its toll up on her towards the end of her life, so I know that she would have suffered towards the end of her life there. okay. But she makes me aware that the ones that was there when she passed, they're the ones that was needed to be there. So do you understand of a lady there? I know that she's not very big of a build, okay? So do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please, that's in the spirit world there, that you would understand there, Annette?
Well, it could be my mother, she passed away with cancer, or my grandmother, she passed away with dementia, and I took care of them both.
You took care of them both. Okay. So which one of them would have been the smaller of the two of them?
My mother.
Your mother, bless her heart, because that's the one I've got you, okay? Because I'm saying you need to tell me which one you are, darling. She says, I'm the smaller one. So it's your mother that comes through there from the spirit world. And would I be right in saying that to you there, Annette, as your mum comes through, she talks to me about you know about this way of life. You know about life after death. You know about spiritualism. Is that right?
She told me before she passed away that if there was any way that she could confirm that there's life after death, that she would. And she said it as a joke, but she knew that I really needed to know that, you know?
Okay, well, she certainly made her step to come through here today to us to let you know that there is such a thing as a spirit world. And yes, we can tap into that energy. You know, we're not all meant to see it. We're not all meant to hear it, feel it, sense it, you know, because we're all individual, aren't we? Okay. But, you know, if I said that to you that was said to you just as she was taking the last moments, so your last breath, if I would say that there to you before she passed, does that make sense there to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she says to me just after she said that, she talks to me about wiping her forehead. Would we wipe her forehead or something, then maybe placed a kiss up on her forehead? Would you understand of that?
That would be my grandmother, because I did hear her last breath. You know, I put my face up next to her face, and I spoke to her. Because the doctors told me that's the last thing that goes is their hearing.
Okay. Okay, well, I know that that's what I want to say. So I've got your mother and your grandmother then, because then I'm being told about placing a kiss upon the forehead just as I'm wiping it, okay? I know that you know, she hears every word that you have to say, but know that your mum has come through as well to prove that continuation of life there for you, okay? Now, see, the reason why they've come as well is to say to you that, you know, you feel as if you're fighting an uphill battle at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's proven very difficult at the moment as well, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's almost like everything that you're trying, it's like kind of falling upon deaf ears at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And nobody's kind of listening to you, taking notice of you, doing what they need to do. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, not that I would ever ask you questions, because I've never asked anybody any questions to do with my mediumship. But would I be right in saying to you that not even those as closest to you are listening at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Because, see, what she tells me is it's not even the ones that are supposed to support you that you feel are against you at the moment. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's materialistic things.
That's okay. That's fine. As long as you understand, see, I mean, to me, I'm talking in riddles. I am not clear what I'm talking about. But as long as you understand, that's the important bit. Now, I know as well that she talks to me here about, you know, okay. You know, if I said to you that you have a few decisions that you have to make in your life at the moment, would you understand of this?
Yes.
And one of those things would be to either stay on the same pathway that you're on now or to take that diversion, so to speak. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Does she think I'm on the right path?
Okay, let me go on with her. Okay, I'm not going to jump in and answer any answer that. Just need to let her tell me what she... Okay. She talks to me about that you've thought about this other pathway, haven't you?
Excuse me, honey?
You've thought of this other pathway. You've thought long and hard about, am I doing the right thing here? Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she tells me that she's been behind you as you've been thinking, am I doing the right thing? See, and of what she wants me to say is that, you know, that, yes, you are doing the right thing, but you could do it better. And that's where you kind of confusing you, isn't it? That it could be a lot better than what is, but only if you learn to trust yourself a little more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and that's where I need to place you at the moment, that you need to learn to trust yourself that little bit more at the moment, okay? Who's William? Why does she say, tell her William?
William. I'm not sure.
Okay. Just tell her William. I want to say she's met up with William, okay? So you know your grandmother that we just talked about? She's from a large family, is that right?
She what?
It's a large family with her, is that right?
Oh, yes. She was the oldest of 15.
Okay. Now, please don't tell me any information because I know that there's a large family, okay? And would I be right in saying that there's 7 boys?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay. Okay, think on it. Okay, because I know that you'll find her. Okay. But I know that the William comes in and wants to be remembered there to you. Okay. Now, I do believe that I want to say that you that... you know, she'll always walk in this pathway there with you. She'll always walk by the side of you. And your mum, the two of them together, side by side, your grandmother and your mother will be in your life no matter what, okay? And, you know, it's like as if I want to give you... Why would I give you a feather? Have you, like, found a feather in the home or something?
I did a while ago.
Okay. Now, okay. Because she says to me, I want to give you that feather, okay? So if that's a feather that you found a little while ago, that's from your mum and from your grandmum.
Okay.
Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Annette, remember you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM, okay? And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, there, Stephen, another lovely reading there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's, I love listening to people's accents.
you know, that's the, you know, when I first started doing radio, I've got to tell you this, Stephen, because I was only invited as a guest one day on another show on another network, in fact, okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, how does it work on radio? Now, I've done radio before. I've done local radio stations. You know, we had you would know as Capital FM now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, Capital FM joined up with Red Dragon Radio, and that was a Cardiff company, which is now Capital FM. And I'd done some investigational work with them. I'd done some mediumship work with them. I, you know, went into the studios and done some phone lines, and but never give a reading over the radio. And when I was asked to do this, to do a reading over the radio, I was like, that's not going to work. I was so skeptical about doing it on radio because I thought you have to have the person in front of you or, you know, at least kind of have some correspondence, not just pick up the end of the phone and say, who's there? And when I did, it was quite shocking because, you know, the links come in straight away. And then lo and behold, I started working on that network, which then led me to building the Mike Spirit FM network, which is, it's grown unbelievable. It really has. You know, we've taken a little bit of a backseat at the moment, but we're ready to push it forward again, which I know that we talked about a little while ago and so on and so forth. All in the big scheme of things, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's shocking. Like you say, the different accents, the different voice, the vibrations from the different parts of the world. You know, one minute we can be in America, the next minute we can be in Asia, the next minute we're in the UK. We can be everywhere. It's fantastic, isn't it?
It certainly is. And Mick's putting in there about accents from the Midlands, but I'm probably from one part of the country which has one of the hardest to understand.
Well, you know, I can understand you, Stephen, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yes. Everyone's putting in the chat room about the Geordie accent now. I have to talk my best posh Geordie, is what we'll put it. I have to talk proper English.
Well, we're going to go to another song, okay?
Yep.
And I hope that you're all going to like this one. And just say to you, enjoy. Welcome, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We've had some amazing guests, and we've had Paul Green, the psychic biker, and we still have the other half of Paul, if you like. It's Stephen Lambert. Hi, Stephen.
Yes, the better half.
You know, I remember once that Paul was on the radio here with me at Mike Spirit FM, and I remember you describing Paul as a bulldog chewing a wasp.
Yes, that's his own words.
I remember that. That was quite funny. So let's paint the picture up now of what, because, you know, I know that, you know, the Paul is quite well known around the globe, not just here in the UK, around the globe, isn't he?
Yes.
So let's put out this thing now of a picture of Paul. So he's full of tattoos. He's got a sleeve of tattoos. Is that both arms?
Both arms, yes.
Both arms. Obviously in leather because he likes his bikes and he likes to ride his bike.
Yes. Goatee beard.
A goatee beard.
Baldy head.
Baldy head.
What was that, sorry?
Because he has the shades, the glasses, the sun.
Yeah, he often turns up with the shades on, yes.
Okay. So, you know, I now know that when I see a guy like this to, you know, cross the other side, is that right?
Yes, I would.
Well, you know, that's something I won't be doing very soon because, you know, when we get together and everything else that, you know, who knows, isn't it? Who knows?
Yes.
You can't disclose. Hey, next week's show is going to be quite an interesting show next week. You never guess why.
I'll never guess.
We have the editor of the Psychic News on next week.
Excellent.
So that's something to watch out for, isn't it?
Definitely.
And, you know, a good friend of mine, the editor of the Psychic News, a gentleman that I worked with, not on Mike Spirit FM, but on the old network. He's been down into Studio One here with me before. A gentleman that I've done a lot of work with over the years of my work for the spirit world. He used to have his own little centre, not far from me in South Wales. And what a true ambassador, I suppose, for the spirit world, because, you know, that's exactly what he is. You know, he's international, he's worked all over the world, the same as myself and the same as Paul there. What a fantastic show next week is going to be.
Should be exciting stuff.
The editor of the Psychic News. Keep listening to Mike Spirit FM and find out more. Definitely, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay, well, we're down to the last 15 minutes or so of the show. So let's go to our next caller. Okay, I know that this caller has been in and out, in and out, in and out. It's area code 610. And say, hi, 610, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for taking a call. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. And can I ask you your name there, please?
Jade.
Okay. And Jade, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Wonderful. And what was the reason, Jade, that you called in for?
I'm calling about, I wanted to ask about a tenant that I have.
Okay.
They're giving me notice that they're be moving out at the end of the month, even though they haven't fully paid me the entire rent for this month. They said they'd give me the other part in by the end of the week. But, you know, I wanted to, you know, like to put a sign at the places for rent, and I just said, just make sure that, you know, the place is clean and in good condition before you leave. And they're like, well, since we're being so professional, then I need 24 hours notice, so no, you can't go in today. So I'm like, that's fine. And I've tried to be very helpful with this tenant, not charging them late fees, you know, being very understanding. I'm being extremely nice, more than most landlords were. But,
okay, Jade, let me work there for you, okay? Let me see what of who comes through from the spirit world to give you information about life after death, okay? Because primarily that's what I can do there, okay? Say I can, I hope I can, because, you know, I can't guarantee anything. You know, this is something that I can't just do with a click of my fingers.
Sure.
Just allow the spirit world to work with me. So let me first of all prove to you of who's with me, and then we'll go into the reasons why they've come, okay? Okay, Jade, let me talk to you there, first of all, of a lady that comes through there from the spirit world to be recognized and to be remembered there to you, okay? Now, I know that this lady, she's quite rounded of her features there. before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know as I'm looking at her, she's quite rounded in her face. I know that she makes me aware that when she crossed over to the spirit world, there would have been people there with her, because she talks about there was people there with her when she left this life. Okay, she talks to me, it was very dignified when she crossed, so it was kind of, we knew she was ready to go, and she knew that she was ready to go home to the spirit world when she did, but a kind of a lady that I want to say that always would have been very well-mannered, very polite, and would have always been at her best then, before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know as I'm looking at her that she makes me aware to say that to you that she would have been quite... I want to say casually dressed in the sense that she comes forward, okay, would have liked her comfort, that's the word I'm looking for, she would have liked her comfort when she crossed over to the spirit world. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please?
Are you picking up any relationship with me or just a friend?
Most definitely. I want to say that this lady would link as a grandmother, okay? But I want you to try and place her before I tell you who she is, okay? Would you understand her as your grandmother that comes through?
Yeah, it could be your, I don't know, maybe my mother, because she passed away in 2007 also, so.
Okay. Okay, well, I know that she comes close, and she's connected there too. And as I said, I want to say grandmother. The way she comes through.
Okay.
But I know as she comes around your vibration, she makes me aware to say to you that at the moment in your life that you feel a little bit, now maybe she talks about this talent of yours, a little bit annoyed because she says this to me about no matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Feel it's never going to be good enough, okay? Because she talks to me that you've come to the end of the road there, if you like. Come to the end of your tether, you just don't know what to do next. Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yeah.
Now, she says to me that there is something else. There is another trick up your sleeve that you have, okay, to try and move things along, because all you want is for it to just, for the rest of this next month, then, if you like, to go smoothly, easily, and just without any issues. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because I know that that's what she has come to say to me, that as things move along quite nicely there for you, that's what it will be, but we just have to sit back and just ride it out at the moment, okay? Because I know that that's what you need to do, is kind of just ride it out at the moment there, okay? Now, she does talk to me here as well about that that you've been feeling a little bit down with inside yourself because you've been feeling down with inside yourself because of the people that's crossed over of late. Do you understand of this? It's been a very difficult time there for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's someone's memory, maybe around now or have just passed. Would you understand that there's been a memory of someone that's crossed over to the spirit world, either of just gone or is to come. Do you understand of this there?
Yeah.
See, because she talks about this sadness that you're feeling, okay? And what she wants to put in front of me, instead of feeling sadness, she wants you to feel joy, because that's what they want to bring forward there, joy and upliftment and encouragement there for you, okay? So let me just put on perspective there about your condition to do with this talent of yours. Sit it out. Sit it out. Okay.
Okay. You think they'll get out like they told me at the end of the month, because they give me a written notice, you know?
You know, that's exactly what I want to say to you. We need to sit it out, because once it's done, it's done. Okay, that's the words I'm hearing. So, you know, if I wanted to put in there, I would say yes, that then they will move out, because it's been in the notice. Okay, it's been written down, and mm-hmm. You know. Then you can start to rebuild. Because, you know, I don't know if you have a few places where you rent out or something, but it's like we can then, you know, there's already someone waiting in the wings for this opportunity then to come there for them.
You feel they'll pay me the balance of the rent like they told me?
You know, I feel yes. Okay, if
okay.
I'm honest with you, I feel yes, okay? That, yes, you know, you will be settled, you will be sorted, and, you know, it will be like at the last moment, but you will get what is deserved.
Because they told me this coming Friday. You know, I asked when it would be before, because they gave me a part of the money last week Friday. And I said, I know I have a lot of expenses, you know, your utilities, your heat. And they said that, I said, maybe ask your friends, family to borrow some money. And then they told me, oh, my mom will lend me the other money, and I'll pay you next Friday.
There we are. Okay, then let's just wait until next Friday, and then I'm sure that things will be right there for you, okay? Jade, I hope that's helped you a little bit, okay? I know I need to move on there. And say
right,
to you,
right.
You know, okay, you can always
because
remember...
Because I didn't want to start an eviction process. That's why I wanted to call in and let you know.
Yeah.
I'll see if they're there in the morning and pick up from there because I wanted to call in at your show because I didn't want to start an eviction process, so...
Okay, bless your heart. Okay, well, Jade, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for
thank
calling.
Thank you so
in.
Much, Mike.
Thank
have
you. Bye
year.
Now. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Stephen, we've come to almost the end of the show, mate.
Yeah, just thinking there must be quite hard when people ask specific questions about minor detailed things about...
It is very difficult, Stephen, because, you know, it's something that I've always promoted that I wouldn't do is to ask, you know, answer specific questions about specific things. Because, you know, my whole thing is to prove the continuation of life and nothing else. But, you know, I do respect that, you know, we live a very material life and we want to know about the things that's going on in our lives. And, you know, I am one for thinking, well, you know, if the spirit world are with us, then they can tell us about the things that's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of do kind of think on that and think, well, come on, you know, whoever's with me at that time, give me that something that either these people are needing or what they're looking for, what they need in their lives, because there's obviously a need for that to come out at that right time, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. So I just think it's quite difficult to do.
Well, as I said, for me, it is. But, you know, again, you know, you just go back to, you know, I always go back to the spirit. So, you know, it's up to them. You know, if they want to give me the answers, then they give it to me. If they don't, then they don't. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yep, definitely is.
Stephen, let everyone know again where they can get a hold of yourself and Paul.
Yeah, well, if you're on Twitter, it's @ Stephen Lambert with a zero, or @ The Psychic Baker. If you're on, obviously on the internet, you are listening to the show, www.aghmedia.com or www.extremeghosthunting.com. Facebook's the same, / extremeghosthunting or / aghmedia. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, like yourself, on aghmedia. And we have just set up AGH Radio, which is aghradio.com.
Perfect. Well, you know, if you want to get a hold of me, it's quite simple. Search on Facebook. If you want to start that way, it's Mike. I forgot even my Facebook name, Mike Davis Medium. As simple as I was getting, as bad as Paul there. And that's why I was tattooed, Mike Davis Medium.
Yes.
So it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. If you want to catch me on Twitter, not that I know how to use Twitter, Stephen, we did talk about this earlier on. You know, things keep flashing up and I don't know what it means. And but anyway, it's Mike Spirit 15. That's where you need to go on Twitter to find me. Mike Spirit Fish, 15. Not Fish, 15. You can catch me on MikeSpirit.fm, on the website of MikeSpirit.fm. I'll even search for a website that actually I haven't been used for a long time. I really need to get the grips of this one, Stephen. It's MikeSpirit.fm. .co.uk. That's a nice one, isn't it?
That's an easy one for to remember.
MikeSpirit.co.uk. It hasn't been updated for a while, but you know, you never know. This year, it's time to take charge. Time to reclaim back what was once was. That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it?
Very good.
I like that. Okay, well, Stephen, tell us when you are next on air.
We are next on air in about... Well, I'm not. The two girls I'm doing a show for in an hour's time.
Perfect. So you're going to be up for another, an hour break?
2 hours, till midnight at least in England.
Okay, I take my hat off to you. I really do. But for me, Stephen, I want to thank you and obviously thank Paul for coming
will do.
To the show. And, you know, look forward to our adventure that's coming up very, very soon that we can't talk about just yet, but you never know in the fullness of time. If you want to find out more, keep tuned in either to GH Media. Sorry, I said that wrong, didn't I? EGH,
yeah. E-G-H, that's fine.
Or even right here in Mike Spirit FM. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.